Hi, I'm Kyrie Irving, and you're listening to the Mavs Step Back Podcast.
How's it going, y'all? Welcome in to another episode of the Mavs Step Back Podcast. I'm your host, Dalton Trigg. Today's episode of the Mavs Step Back Podcast is brought to you by Shantyman Premium Jerky. You can go to shantymanfoods.com and use our promo code MFFL to get 30% off your entire purchase. Be sure to go over there and check out everything they got. If you're a jerky fan, if you're a meat stick fan, you know, stuff like that, there is a pretty good variety of stuff to choose from. And I've been telling people this for the last month or so. You got to try the dill pickle flavor if you're a dill pickle fan. I know some people don't like that, but I'm a very big dill pickle fan, and that is by far my favorite of the flavors they offer over there. So be sure to go do that. Again, that's promo code MFFL at shantymanfoods.com, and you'll get 30% off your purchase if you do that. And you know what? I'm going to take it a step further with this promotion this time. The first three people who listen to this podcast and actually use our promo code and, you know, to get their discount and to try the jerky or meat sticks or whatever you end up getting from the website, the first three people who end up posting proof in the replies, like when I get this podcast uploaded, I'm going to post everything to Twitter, and the first three people who listen to this and actually use our promo code, if they will post you know, that they used it and they're going to be trying the Shantyman Premium Jerky in the replies of that podcast post I'm putting on there, I'm going to give out three Cooper Flag rookie cards to the first three. So, you know, it'll be time stamped on Twitter. So the first three people that end up doing that will get a Cooper Flag rookie card. So, all right, y'all. So we're fully past the end of the regular season now. The NBA playoffs have started. Things are just, you know, it's in that limbo zone type of thing for the Mavs, where we're just waiting on the draft lottery to come and enjoying some playoff basketball in the meantime. So, you know, we've already talked about the Cooper Flag Rookie of the Year race extensively over the last few weeks. You know, everybody knows how I feel about that by now. You know, obviously, Con Knipple, very good player. But, you know, he kind of, in my opinion, even though stuff that happens after the regular season shouldn't affect regular season awards, he kind of showed in those two play-in games that Charlotte had, he showed the reasons why we believe that Cooper Flagg should be the Rookie of the Year. Because it's not just about having a really good three-point percentage and a historic three-point percentage type season. Rookie of the Year should be overall best rookie, not just this guy was historic in one category. It should be overall on both sides of the ball. It shouldn't take into consideration win-loss record without any context. You know, obviously Charlotte was the better team, but guess what? LaMelo Ball had one of his more healthy seasons ever this year and was a big part of that. And just in general, you know, Con had a lot more help around him because of the Mavs and the injury luck, and then ended up with the trade that was made and all, you know, all this stuff that factors into win losses. That should not be an indictment on Cooper Flagg. We got to look at this as individual players, individual talents, what they bring to the table on both sides of the ball. And even if you don't take into consideration the three-point shooting, Coop has broken a lot of records this year for rookies too. And he is quite literally, and by all accounts, the best rookie we have seen since LeBron James, as far as some of the stuff he has accomplished this year. So, I said I wasn't going to rant about it as much because I've done so in the last two pods, but I just I get to talking about it and I get a little worked up about it because I don't understand how people who aren't I understand how Hornets fans are, you know, all in on their guy. I get that. People who aren't Hornet fans and they're supposed to be completely objective and looking at the whole picture of all that, I don't see how they can rationalize voting for Khan over Coop, you know, unless they're just not digging that deep into it. So, you know, that's my rant. Again, I don't know how it's going to go. That Google Doc where everybody's posting their votes and everything, last time I checked, it was like neck and neck. Like, both Coop and Khan had like 14 first place votes each. And, you know, those votes are still trickling in. And we'll see how it goes because I don't think Rookie of the Year is going to be announced until maybe next week, maybe early next week, maybe over the weekend. I don't know. But they usually do like one per day. And every day this week has been a different award. So, like, for example, Monday, the Defensive Player of the Year was announced. It was Victor Wembanyama from Spurs, unanimously, which we all saw that coming. He is outstanding. He's actually going to miss at least one playoff game because of a concussion he suffered the other night against the Trailblazers in the first round series. Tuesday, the Kia Clutch Player of the Year went to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander of the Thunder, reigning MVP. He may end up winning a second MVP. I don't know. We'll find that out, I'm sure, next week too. Wednesday, the Sixth Man of the Year award went to Keldon Johnson of the Spurs. So Spurs getting two major awards this week. And then today, Thursday, at the time I'm recording this, I see they announced today that the Sportsmanship Award went to Derek White from the Celtics. And then tomorrow, we'll get the announcement for the Kia Most Improved Player of the Year. So, again, I don't know exactly when Rookie of the Year and MVP and all that. So, I imagine they'll wait over the weekend and do it sometime during the week next week. So, it's going to be a little bit longer for us to see who ends up getting Rookie of the Year, whether it's going to be Coop or Khan. And you know, I'm sure there will be some outrage either way from Mavs fans or Hornets fans, depending on how that goes. So, just wanted to look ahead to some of the NBA playoff series action that we're going to have tonight and going into the weekend. Tonight, you got the Knicks and the Hawks playing at 6 p.m. Central Time. The Hawks tied the series at 1-1. Two really close games so far. It's one of the closest series we've had here in this first round, and looks like it's going to be a good one. So be sure to check that out. Jalen Brunson, Jalen Johnson. You got a lot of different things going on in that series that, you know, ever since Trae Young was on the Hawks back, you know, back in his early days with the Hawks and ended up beating the Knicks that one year, you know, it's kind of been a rivalry, I guess you'd say, or at least a small form of a rivalry. So that's a interesting series to keep an eye on. It's been competitive so far. Then Cleveland Cavaliers, Toronto Raptors play at 7 p.m. Central Time. All of these games tonight are on Prime Video, by the way. But Cleveland has a 2-0 lead. I wouldn't be shocked if Cleveland ends up sweeping the Raptors. I just feel like they have too much for, you know, the Raptors to I mean, I could see it end up being maybe 4-1, but I wouldn't be shocked if Cleveland ends up sweeping that series either. So Donovan Mitchell has just been outstanding for Cleveland. So and then the nightcap, 8:30 p.m. Central Time, we got the Nuggets and the Timberwolves. Another very competitive series, you know, tied 1-1. You got Nikola Jokic, you got Anthony Edwards, who is hilarious with his post-game interviews, completely unfiltered, and I love that about him. It makes for some for some great content for the fans. Now, he ends up getting fined a lot because of that, but he obviously doesn't care, and that's what makes it fun. So, and then tomorrow on Friday to start the weekend off, we got the Celtics and the 76ers, which will be a game three series tied at 1-1. So that'll be a fun one to keep an eye on. You got the Lakers and the Rockets. Lakers have a 2-0 lead as that series swings to Houston. That game is on all these games are on Prime Video again, and, you know, 7 p.m. Central Time for that one. So the Lakers looking to take a commanding 3-0 lead without Luka Doncic, without Austin Reeves. Like, crazy. Like, look, LeBron, I get it. You know, we've never seen anything like this longevity wise. But man, the Rockets, they are, I never thought they were going to be as good as people thought they were going to be before the season started. But I figured they'd be able to beat the Lakers without Luka and Austin Reeves, even if they don't have Fred VanVleet. So, you know, that's been kind of crazy to me, just how bad the Rockets have been so far in the playoffs. And Kevin Durant specifically, he had like 8 turnovers or something, 8 or 9 turnovers in that last game. So, you know, we'll see. You said KD hasn't won a playoff game over LeBron since that 2012 NBA Finals when the OKC Thunder played the Miami Heat. So, you know, we'll see how that goes. But Lakers very well could go into Houston and have a 3-0 lead in that series. So, and if the Lakers sweep, like say, if the Lakers
this anniversary, Holland America is.
And if the Lakers sweep the Rockets, then it's kind of interesting because you could potentially have both Luka and Austin Reeves coming back for the second round, and then the rest of your team is getting, you know, a good bit of time to rest before the second round series starts as well, and you're more than likely going to play OKC, who has a commanding 2-0 lead over the Phoenix Suns, and they're 1-8 matchup. So, yeah, that'll be something to keep an eye on there tonight, and then the nightcap on Friday. You got the San Antonio Spurs and the Trailblazers again. Victor Wembanyama has the concussion issue, so that series is tied at 1-1. Scoot Henderson was pretty good for the Trailblazers in that last game, and hey, they could put the pressure on the Spurs here. Like, Spurs were 62-20 on the year. Trailblazers were 42-40. But, you know, with Wembanyama out, you know, we'll see how this goes. If the Trailblazers can steal game three at home, that's going to put a lot of pressure on the Spurs going into game four and the rest of that series, even if Victor Wembanyama comes back for that next game. So we'll see how all that goes. And then, you know, there we have another tied series between the Orlando Magic and the Detroit Pistons as well. That game three of that series won't be until Saturday. But that's another series that's tied at 1-1, and it'll be an interesting series to keep an eye on. So overall, there's been some really good first-round matchups to watch. There have been some, you know, not as competitive series, but for the most part, I think we've gotten a good bit of entertainment so far. So that's where we're at with the NBA playoff picture. All right, now, before we take off here, I've got to do – I didn't want to stay on here too long because, like I said, it's more repetitive stuff when you get off into the Cooper Flag Rookie of the Year talk, and I've talked about that enough. But I do want to do our tankathon spin that I've been doing every episode for the past few episodes. So hold on just a second. All right, so here we go. We're on Tankathon here. And again, this is a one-spin thing. That's all we're doing. Every time, every episode I come on here and record, I go to Tankathon, I hit the button once, it is what it is. So as you probably know by now, the Mavs, they lost the coin toss to the New Orleans Pelicans, who will be giving their pick to the Atlanta Hawks no matter what, because it's an unprotected pick. So the Mavs have the 8th best odds. Now those odds are, you know, kind of split. So, you know, instead of it being a true 7 spot, 8 spot, the Mavs essentially have the same percentage chance at the number one overall pick as the Pelicans do. But, you know, the Pelicans have a 6.8% chance. Mavs have a 6.7% chance. So very slight difference, but the biggest thing is the floor. You know, the floor for the 8 spot is worse than the floor for the 7 spot is. So, you know, in theory, the Mavs could potentially end up picking at like 9th or 10th, you know, instead of moving up. But we'll see how it goes. There's a lot of things, you know. I think I saw something where the 6th spot here where Memphis is at, the 6th spot has never moved up for whatever reason, even though they have greater odds. But overall in this 8th spot, the Mavs have a 29% overall chance to jump into the top 4. They have a 6.7% chance to get the number one overall pick. So if any of you have any kids or nephews or anything that are, you know, obsessed with that 6-7 crap, tell them to put their juju on this, and maybe this is the year of the 6-7 draft lottery, you know, percentage wise. So here we go. We're going to hit the sim button and see how it goes. Look at there. One spin, and the Mavs move up to the 3rd spot. They move up to the 3rd spot. Milwaukee, look at that. Wow. Milwaukee moved all the way up to number one, moved up 9 spots to number one. And then that pick goes to Atlanta. So it keeps getting worse for Milwaukee in this scenario, because they're probably for sure trading Giannis this summer. And then Indiana Pacers stay at the number 2 spot. And then there you go, Mavs at 3. And look, we've talked about on previous episodes, like Dibansa and Peterson probably go 1 and 2 in some order, some form or fashion. At least I think. And then this would be a tricky spot for the Mavs, because it's like, what do you do? Do you go with Caleb Wilson? Do you go with Cam Boozer? Do you trade down and go with whoever your top point guard prospect is to be the, you know, the guy that carries the torch for Kyrie? I don't know. There's a lot of interesting things that could happen here for the Mavs if they do end up moving up 5 spots to that number 3 pick. So, yeah, that's pretty neat right there. That's our second consecutive really good one-day spin or one time per one pod spin. So, great stuff. Okay. So, that's going to do it for another episode of the Mavs Step Back Podcast. I appreciate y'all coming on here and just listening to me ramble a little bit. You know, I don't get a lot of chances to kind of express how I'm feeling about certain things that are going on with the Mavs and my day-to-day stuff, since I've started doing a lot of media coverage for my alma mater, Southern Miss. But, you know, I like to come on here and talk about things and kind of mainly keep myself in the loop, because I'm very excited for this upcoming. We're already in the Coop era, but for what comes from here, because this team is going to be very good, I think, in the coming years, especially as they add around Coop. That was the biggest part, getting extremely lucky, adding a guy like Cooper Flagg, who has lived up and exceeded expectations, in my opinion. He was very hyped coming into last year, or this year, rather, and he's lived up to it, and I think he's only going to get better, and he's the big piece. Now you just have to fill in around him adequately. You know, it doesn't have to be perfect, but, you know, do a good job in this draft, do a good job scouting, get you another young stud here in the lottery of a stacked draft, and, you know, do what you got to do in trades and free agency this summer, and then come into next year just ready to knock doors down. You know, that's what we're looking for. That's what we're hoping for as Mavs fans. So, guys, appreciate y'all coming in here and listening to me ramble a little bit. Again, be sure to go to shantymanfoods.com and use our promo code MFFL to get 30% off your entire purchase. First 3 people to do that and post proof of that in the replies of this pod post that I'm going to put on Twitter, again, I'm going to send out 3 Coop rookie cards, 1 for each person that does that. So be sure to do that, and we'll see you next time. Y'all have a good
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.